It's a pleasure to be here today, and what we'd like to do is share our experiences. We have been visiting South America and Central America countries for almost 10 years now, and in the past 5 years we've done collaboration with the School of Engineering and the School of Nursing, which has really been very productive. So first I need to tell you that we have no relationship, no financial relationships. Our objectives was really to discuss with you an interdisciplinary practice through our School of Nursing, give you a framework for course development, and to talk about how we evaluate this, because it's a clinical course for our nursing students. So how do we evaluate? It's pretty difficult. And the students really do well, but they're nervous throughout because it's a really difficult course to evaluate. It is a collaborative project, and we work together, the School of Engineering and the School of Nursing, the College of Nursing. This began because really some Villanova students, nursing students, just regular students, happened upon this village in the very northern part of Nicaragua, which, as you know from our history, was pretty war-torn, and poverty is it's pretty amazing. The community is Waslala, and I'll show that to you on a map. It's up in the far north-central part. It's very mountainous and really quite beautiful, very rugged, and most of the economy is subsistence farming. For nursing, I'll tell you how this started. A bunch of Villanova students were just traveling, ended up in this community, and there were a bunch of very enthusiastic priests from Brazil who said, "Can you guys do anything for us?" And they said, "Well, maybe." So they actually came to Villanova, and the two, it's really just fortuitous sometimes how things happen. The two schools that were interested in talking to them were the nursing school and the School of Engineering. So as a result, we said we would send a group down for one trip to see what we could do. And the School of Engineering has also some very wonderful, enthusiastic faculty. One of the big problems in this community, among many, is the lack of clean water, really the lack of water. In Waslala, if we go back, it's very rural, as you can see. If you look up most maps, you can't find Waslala on the map. There are somewhere between 80 and 120 communities, and they say, depending on who's counting or how they count, 30 communities have running water, no communities have clean water. And so this was really became really the focus of the School of Engineering first. College of Nursing has always been very involved in these types of projects. We've been, and Phil Greiner is here, one of the very early faculty members at the College of Nursing. We've been doing a health promotion course that runs through the spring semester of senior year, the full semester, and it's divided into 2 7-week clinical sections where the nurses do a community public health project, and where they do a 7-week home care community home visiting project. So this is this meets their 3-credit clinical component for the 7-week health promotion course. So there's a lot of work for these students to do. It is in the senior year. They have 7 weeks to prepare for the experience, and we travel over spring break. So the commitment for the students is pretty big because they have to give up their last semester spring break vacation, and they are that's a little slow for them to accept that, but when they come back, they say, "Oh, my friends were lying on the beach. I had such a much better experience." So they really, life-altering is the words that they use for these types of trips. We spend 1 week in country. So for the nursing students, it's a credited course, 3 credits. For the engineering students, it's really a an application of engineering principles that they've learned in school, and they may get a good focus on or good ideas for their senior projects. So the nurses tend to be seniors and the engineers tend to be juniors, but there's different variations among with the engineering students. Their focus is on water. Initially, we kind of did our own thing, and we began to realize, really, around health, water's paramount, clean water is paramount. So they worked on getting water supplies to some communities, and we worked on the health education. In addition to the general things that you think you would do, we did a lot around water hygiene. Just to give you, show you how rural this is, we are approaching this village. We climb up hills and down hills, over hill and dale. I think I'm getting too old for this. A village, a community is generally a school. If there's a school, it's considered a community. One of these buildings is probably the teacher's house that was built by the community. Most of the people then live around. You almost can never see a house. People come for miles. These are the people in this community and the students waiting for the health promoters and the engineering students to get there. So when we arrive, the engineers will go up into the mountains with the men of the village to find the water source. And there's a lot of cooperation and negotiation that has to go on. I had the privilege of sitting in on one of the meetings last year. It was pretty impressive because they have a very defined project with the communities and a lot of commitment from the community before they'll go ahead in and work with the community. And some men and some women and children will stay behind in the community, and we will do our education. You can imagine how difficult it is to communicate with these communities. Last year, one of the communities that we went to did not get the message of the correct day that we were coming. They thought we were coming on Wednesday, and everybody arrived on Tuesday. So they managed to gather a bunch of men together to go up to the mountains, and the student nurses did not have an organized group of people to speak to, but wandered around in the small community from house to house and did different kinds of educational, on more on a one-to-one as opposed to a group. So flexibility is really a big part of this. And that's fine, that's public health. So that works out really well. Getting started, some of the critical elements that you really need are the university interest and support. Then within you have the university, you also need within your college. And as I said, these two priests came up to Villanova, and the only two groups that were interested were nursing and engineering, and that worked just perfectly. Then you have to have faculty, and Karen and I are kind of aging in place. And when we put the list out for who would like to do these trips, not a lot of young faculty out there. And so we're really trying to nurture faculty and say this is really an experience, also life-altering for faculty as well. The ability to collaborate. We kind of were separate entities for a year or two, and now we've been collaborating very nicely with the faculty. If you're going to work in an international setting, I think you really need to think about how to get access. We think it's very important that there is an in-country contact person that's pretty stable, so that they know what you're doing, they know what to expect, because there's a lot of negotiation that goes on there. Commitment on both of our parts. You're not just coming one time, just a flash in the pan, but you will come back, and they will be committed to you when you come in and out. Obviously, you're interested in the safety of the community and meeting course requirements. People ask us, how do you meet the course requirements for this? Even people at Villanova will say, well, I don't understand how you're doing this. And so we have to explain, you know, time and time again, how this actually is really perfect for our course. The kind of in-country infrastructure you need is, where do you stay, who's going to feed you, and transportation. We end up, because we have two groups going, we're a group, and my colleague, the engineering professor, is very inclusive. So he would like to take half of the engineering students with him. And that's a burden to the community. And how do you get people around? How do you transport? Because when we're there, we have to go many, many hours out to the rural communities. So we have to keep controlling him to a certain extent. Then curriculum decisions, lots of decisions to be made. How does this work? Are you going to do this as an elective? Also, it could be a required course. We have some international study courses that are electives, where students visit. We have been to Japan a number of times, Ireland, South Africa, and those have a very different focus, because the students study the health of contrasting health of different systems, and then they go and they observe. Or are they going to actually do a hands-on type of clinical rotation? And those we tend to do, and we go to Peru every year. We've gone to American Indian sites, and we go to Nicaragua now for about 5 years. How is this going to be paid? It's costly. The dean, for us, there aren't any faculty that are fluent in Spanish, and so the dean has been very supportive of sending translators with us. At times we've used in-country translators, which is much more economical, because our groups are large, we take two translators. We get university support for the second translator, which is really enabled us to break into small groups and go to do a lot of home visitings in the community, which is really terrific. We have tried to use student translators. It's a burden for undergraduate students. We did that one time, and the student came back. I thought she was going to have to be resuscitated. We said, no, that is too much of a burden and responsibility for an undergraduate. She was so nervous that she would give incorrect information. The costs are, for us, the major cost for us is really, for these types of countries, airfare and transportation cost. In country, working with the sites, they're very generous, and the cost of living is very low, so a lot of American dollars still does go a long way in these countries. Other costs for the students include immunizations, which can be expensive, and what type of equipment might you need to take down there, everything that you need to think about. Our course really runs very well. This is just perfect for our health promotion course. The students are involved in community assessment, so in that 7 weeks of preparation, our students do 2 6-hour clinical days in their clinicals. So for this rotation, they do 1 6-hour clinical day, which is very flexible. We meet, and they are supposed to begin and do their planning for this project. And then the week in country counts as their other the other clinical time. They really put in a lot more than they would ordinarily. So they do all sorts of sources of information, World Health Organization, PAHO, to look up, and we try to do some comparison information. What can you find? How does their infant mortality rate compare to other countries, like countries and developed countries, et cetera, et cetera. They plan, they implement, and they have an evaluation piece. So they have to do all the steps of the nursing process. Their peers, by the way, are doing the same thing in communities within the region. They might be given a population that would be a senior center or a school or an industry or something like that, and that's their population where they're doing exactly the same thing. Oh, this picture here, I just wanted to point out, 1 year somebody gave us a whole bunch of microscopes, and so we took them down. And they are looking in the microscopes. The teachers are looking. This is the principal of a school is looking in the microscope. The teachers know about microscopes. They have never seen inside a microscope. So that was very rewarding. And they're just lined up to look in the microscopes. We took down slides so that they could see the amoebas and things like that. This is very congruent with our course objectives. And I gave you three to show you. How they look. Look at the political, social, and environmental factors. For example, encourage choice and participation is another one of our objectives. Use demographic variables and look up biostatistics, incidence, and prevalence of disease. And they're expected to do all of that and be able to do a presentation on their community. We do a summative evaluation at the end, so the students we have a whole bunch of course course objectives. This is three of about 12 or 13. And so the students are aware of their objectives, and so we follow along. We say, you know, you need to, you really need to be paying more attention to the statistics within your community, et cetera. And we also get feedback from other faculty, translators, who are become very, very important part of the trip. And they'll say, you know, I really had to work really too hard with that student to help translate this project. That student really didn't have a good handle on this, or blah, blah, blah. So you get feedback from lots of different areas. Our role as faculty members is we're collaborators. So we work with lots of different organizations. We collaborate, in addition to working with the engineering faculty, we also work with campus ministry. Campus ministry has an entire package that they use that is so organized in sending students. Every spring and fall, they send out about 30 groups, about 600 people everywhere. And they have a whole just organized format that just takes the burden off of the faculty. It's really wonderful. And first time I went, I had a student leader, and I really didn't know what to expect. I basically had to do nothing as far as leadership. They took care of the airplane, they took care of this, they took care of that, and I said, well, what do you want me to do next? And they were, you know, they were just good. They handled the money and everything. She trains them extremely well. Now, last year I had a horrible leader, and so there was a lot of dynamic problems that went on, so it's not always so wonderful. In country, you work with the community leaders. The engineers work, they have actually, our source of money for the engineering projects, one of the graduates of Villanova, who actually was a business student, became very interested in this community and started an entire nonprofit organization called Water for Waslala. So there's a lot of fundraising, et cetera, and they have funds. They actually are able to pay for a worker in the community of Waslala who oversees the water projects. And they go down once or twice a year in addition to these trips to make sure he's doing what he needs to do. Because, you know, culturally, you say thing, I want you to do this, and the person says, oh, okay, you know, and maybe we're not as clear as we should be, et cetera. So they say, well, he's not doing it, but he knows we're coming, so we think it'll get done. So they've really been able to really work very well with this fellow. We work with the community health workers and midwives. Last year, we don't know exactly what's going to happen when we get down there. As I mentioned to you, it's very flexible. But the communities organized around each of those 80 to 120 communities or so have a health worker. They have a legal a person there that works with the parish, and they work with us. So they may come in a couple of times. They've had whole groups of people come in. Sometimes we go out to different communities. We try to take what they need. We try to go with what they need. And it's really hard for the students sometimes. One time the student had prepared a wonderful program on pregnancy, healthy pregnancy. The audience didn't look like anybody was under 90. You know, and the students are like, oh my gosh. And when they were done, I said, these are the women of the community. Who do you think their daughters go to when they want the information? I said, your information is not wasted, so don't worry. So we talked about those. Domestic organizations, we work hard with American Heart Association, any organization that we can use that might be appropriate for the students. So our role is to guide the students through this whole thing. In addition to our working with the educational piece, the health promotion piece, we also have to work with the students in regard to cultural sensitivity. As Americans, we tend to have some ethnocentricity. We're going to go down and save this entire country. And so you have to get them to come back, you know, and say, no, wait a minute. Different health practices is our way, the only way, you know, the right way. You know, there's lots of ways of getting to the answer. It's a big stretch for some of these students, a very big stretch. So what do we gain? A lot of personal satisfaction, professional development, broadened perspectives, and great stories for the classroom. students, similarly, their horizons are just broadened. They begin to see the world in a different way, and it really validates the nurse's role in public health. So just a couple of quick, this was a presentation that the student developed last year. They have to do it first in English, and then they have to translate it into Spanish, because we leave these presentations in the community so that the health workers can use them and take them out to the different communities. This is just another one on common problems that they might see, and some of the different ways she has that there. So the question would be, why would you want to do this? Well, if you don't do it, they can't go. And so that's really, it's really been a wonderful experience for us. Thank you very much.